The Na'iopuni elections were launched in September with the goal of electing delegates to a Native Hawaiian convention in spring of 2016. The 40 delegates would be tasked with charting a path toward Hawaiian nationhood. Concerns about the voter list, the impartiality of those involved, and potential federal actions have dogged the process. Tricia Kehalani Watson is the founder of Honua Consulting, specializing in environmental and cultural conservation. She's been studying Hawaiian self-determination for over 15 years.
I'm not too vested in any particular outcome. I just want people to have the opportunity to make an informed and educated choice.
Watson contends the Na'iopuni process is on the wrong track. It involves a voter registry, an election of delegates, and a convention set for next spring.
Five individuals that nobody elected organized the nonprofit that was formed in December of 2014. OHA gave them millions of dollars. And then Kana'iolawalu,
the Native Hawaiian Roll Commission,
which was administered by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, handed them over an official government roll of 120-something thousand people that was put together under state law and is letting them move forward with this to hold a con-con that nobody agreed to hold. It's really quite insane when you just look at it black and white that way.
Watson argues the combined origins of the Na'iopuni voter list compromised voluntary participation. She says the proposed federal rule governing the relationship between the U.S. and a Hawaiian nation does not offer more than the status quo and could limit definition of Native Hawaiians to only those registered with Na'iopuni.
If you are then not part of this Kana'iolawalu role, you no longer qualify for any Native Hawaiian benefits, and you will not be, quote-unquote, acknowledged as Native Hawaiian, which is insane.
Watson says limiting the definition of Native Hawaiian could result in a drop in qualified beneficiaries for programs.
If we're potentially target for defunding, we're potentially hurting ourselves more than we're helping ourselves.
Watson questions whether an election involving 89,000 voters should be binding for all 500,000-plus Native Hawaiians. She says with Senators Akaka and Inoue no longer in office and no lawsuits on the horizon, there is no rush.
This isn't going to get done before Obama leaves office. There's no way. So there is no reason to continue to create so much pain in our community as this is obviously causing. And really, all people are asking for is that you bring the community along. How is that the wrong thing?
Watson recommends a 2-year education initiative, then a referendum on whether a convention or some other mechanism should continue the process. Yesterday, the Grassroot Institute filed an appeal with the U.S. Supreme Court for a stay on the Na'iopuni election. Voting is set to end November 30th. Noe Tanigawa, HPR News.